So let's hear about your next patient, Yan, this elderly man.
Yes, yeah, so this is a 76-year-old gentleman. He's still working full-time. When I initially saw him about 3 years ago, he was at a curative stage 3 disease. He had a surgery. Then he had adjuvant chemo radiation. So he was in remission between June 2016 until about November 2017. That's when he developed pleural recurrence and stage 4 disease. So he quit smoking back in year 2000 after about 30 years. So when the disease recurred, we did biopsy, and he had a well-differentiated adenocarcinoma histology, did not have any unique mutations, and he had a very high PD-L1 expression. I think it was about 90%. So we were very excited to put him on the trial at the time as an ex-smoker, put him on nivolumab and ipi combination trial in January 2018. And I was telling him, oh, how great immune therapy are. We're hopeful you're going to be the lucky few. Patient had long-term responses. But he did not have any response despite the high PD-L1 expression level. Then he proceeded with second-line treatment with carboplatin, pemetrexed, and bevacizumab, started in June of 2018. And he mostly worked through the chemotherapy. He probably took a little bit of time off. He was definitely fatigued, but not to a level for him to stop working completely. And then we followed that with pemetrexed and bevacizumab maintenance. So during this time when he has stage 4 disease, we did send off Foundation 1 testing for his tumor biopsy, pleural biopsy sample. It came back, he did have a RET mutation, and that data for the LOXO-292 came out. So I did send him to Sarah Cannon for a clinical trial evaluation for the oral agent. And so at the time, he was having a good response to carboplatin, pemetrexed, and bevacizumab. In his mind, after hearing both sides of it, his decision is to stay with what has been working and not change course in the middle of it. So we continue therapy, and now he's on maintenance therapy.
So it's a really interesting case. A few questions I want to ask Leora. Backtracking to the beginning, Leora, this man got chemo radiation therapy, and most likely if he presented today, he would have had consolidation with durvalumab. Just kind of curious how you are thinking through the approach to patients who relapse after that kind of a strategy, as this man did, but he didn't have the durvalumab. Are you repeating checkpoint therapy at some point in these patients?
So I think it sort of depends on when they relapse. So if a patient, and I've had a few patients who've relapsed on durvalumab, and I just go to platinum-based chemotherapy, or if they have a driver, would treat them based on what their driver mutation is. I think if they're off durvalumab and they're 6 months later and they relapse, I would re-biopsy and potentially consider a combination checkpoint inhibitor with chemotherapy in those patients. But if they're progressing on one IO, another IO is not likely to make much of a difference, and I would have gone to a platinum-based regimen similar to what he had.